proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. With this session, we conclude our study on the destruction of Jerusalem, as described in the Book of Lamentations. We turn our attention to chapter 5 of that book. The fifth chapter of Lamentations opened with an appeal to God. Quote, "Consider and behold our reproach," unquote. The author then proceeded to depict the destitution experienced by the Jewish people in Jerusalem. He wrote, quote, "Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens," unquote. The Babylonian armies conquered Jerusalem, seizing the possessions of that city's inhabitants and destroying the temple. Quote, "Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest," unquote. Quote, "Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand," unquote. Due to persecution, the Jewish people lived as though they had become slaves to their oppressors, with no expectation of liberation. Quote, "We gather our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine," unquote. Lack of sustenance debilitated the Jewish people, leading them to risk their lives for the simple purpose of acquiring food. Quote, "They ravish the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood," unquote. The invading Babylonians had horribly mistreated the residents of Jerusalem, refusing to respect the Jewish people. They had enslaved them, and they lived lives of degradation. Quote, "The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music," unquote. According to biblical custom, renowned men, known as elders, renowned men regulated the business and legal matters of a community, a practice seen in the fourth chapter of the book of Ruth. The absence of such elders in the gates of Jerusalem signified that the Jewish people no longer possessed sovereignty over their own affairs, but were rather subject to the Babylonians. Quote, "The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe is us that we have sinned," unquote. In these verses, the author of Lamentations connected the lamentable status of the Jewish people with their transgressions against God. God was punishing them for their spiritual adultery. In the concluding verses of Lamentations chapter 5, the writer praised God for his constancy. Quote, "Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation," unquote. God cited this facet of his character in Malachi chapter 3, reassuring the Jews that, quote, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed," unquote. Jeremiah then asked God, quote, "Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us for so long time?" Unquote. He opined that God, quote, "has subtly rejected us," unquote. Rather than growing discouraged over the circumstance, Jeremiah should have remembered what God had told him in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32. God promised, quote, "I will rejoice over them," the Jewish people. "I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul," unquote. God will never abandon the Jewish nation. They are, after all, his covenant people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.